Joining me now is the Hereford assistant manager, Matt Bishop. How are you enjoying your time at Edgar Street?
It's fantastic, isn't it? It's been an eventful year, as we said before. We've come on a bit of a journey from the start of the season, but you know, with all the hard work and everything else we've put in, and the players, the efforts and the staff and everyone behind the scenes, you know, certainly it's been a great journey, and hopefully it continues.
How hard has it been for you to bond the players?
Not too difficult. I mean, obviously, the hardest part for us at the start of the season was bringing in a new bunch of players and building a team around that. And obviously, it takes time. We've had a couple of players that have left the club, and we've obviously recruited a couple of players. And obviously, winning helps, and winning breeds that bit of confidence and belief in the players, and that helps bond them very quickly. And you know, they're a great bunch of lads. They're very dedicated to what they're doing. You know, they work really, really hard, and they put everything in, and you know, they're getting the just deserves at the minute.
Talking to Gareth Davies, he says it's the challenge that motivates you. How can we get around this particular challenge or this particular match or this particular incident?
Well, you know, the hard thing for us this season is that every game's like a cup final. You know, everybody wants to beat us. You know, we're the team to beat in every competition that we're in. You know, we're obviously a big team, great history and everything else, and playing here at Edgar Street in front of, you know, the fabulous crowd that we get every week. Is an incentive for everybody, you know, and even when we go away from home, you know, the crowds are, you know, we're talking 500, 600, 700, 800, even 1,000 people turn up to watch a game. So, you know, it is good. Yes.
Is that taking you by surprise, the sheer numbers?
Yes and no, really, because, you know, it's like everything else. When a club there's a rebirth of a club, and there seems to be some interest that comes back into the club, and everybody wants to be part of it, you know, and hopefully we've entertained the crowd. Hopefully we've given them a little bit back. Okay, it's going to be a long journey to get back to where the club was, but you know, we've started that, and we're making small steps at the moment.
But I take it from that you're both in it, this for the long term.
Yeah, I mean,
sounds like the partnership is working well.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you know, there's always challenges in terms of what we're doing. As you know, the question you just asked now about every week, yeah, we're challenged by the opposition. But a lot of it is about us, you know, focus on us and what we're doing.
It seems that competition really is in the Hereford squad.
Yeah, and that was the important thing for us, is that what we didn't want to do is just have, you know, 11, 12 players, and then, you know, competition breeds that bit of desire, bit of belief in the players. It raises the tempo. Players have to perform on the pitch, otherwise they know that someone else is vying for the place, and that's healthy. And you know, and you look at any successful squad, and anyone that wins the league, it's about the squad that you have. And quite often it's not the 11 that win the game, it's the ones that are on the bench that end up winning the game for you. So you know, we're very lucky. But I know Pete's worked really, really hard this season to get the players we've got, you know, and we've worked within the budget that we've been allocated, and we're delighted with what we've got at this moment in time. You know, but we're ambitious, and we want to keep moving on, and we want to strive forward, and we want to get this club back where it was.
Do you feel that some of the players, or majority of the players, are capable of playing at the next level?
Oh, without a doubt. I think we've got a squad that can compete at the next level, and possibly the level above, you know. Ultimately, you know, the big decision at the end of the season is then what do we do, and who do we possibly bring in to add to the squad. But, you know, you look at the squad we've got at the moment, you know, it's a young team as well. People forget how young that team is. Yeah, we've got Greeny in there, and we've got, you know, one or two others in there that are experienced, you know, likes of Purds. But then you look at the average age of the squad, it's a very young squad, and we're quite excited about what's happened. Remember that first game we had here in pre-season, and where we are now, and some of the football that we're playing at times is very, very good. So yeah, we're pleased, but you know, we're realistic, and I suppose we've got our feet on the ground. We know football's a funny game, as they say.
Being only one team up, you've got to keep your foot on that accelerator.
That's the challenge, you know, and we've got to keep our focus on making sure that we get up. You know, we mustn't take that foot off the gas. Obviously, at this moment in time, the advantage to us, because we've got the points in the bag. But, you know, all the church, as we said, you know, we're a good team. You know, and there's other teams in the league, and we've just got to focus on ourselves and make sure that we keep winning games. It's coming home.
The Bulls are back. It's coming. Football's coming. What happens to the Bulls happens here. This is Radio Hereford FC. What's coming?